I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I guess where are you at with that? He said it happened in his last start previously, so I guess he had to grind through that, but are you very concerned, or what's your level of concern?
No, he'll be okay. This is more about taking care of him. Hopefully he'll be back, when he's supposed to come back. So he's very important for this organization, not only now, but in the future. And I think we take care of this and he'll be fine. So obviously there's no guarantees, but from my end, I'm not that concerned.
What will you do tomorrow?
We'll see what happens today, and then we'll go. We'll decide what we do.
Could it be a roster move, or could
we
just...
We'll see where we at, and we'll decide what we do.
Yeah. How hard is it to manage with this situation, but with three of your five starters down?
It's not hard at all, somebody else has to step up, Today's Coop, tomorrow somebody else, Saturday's Wink, and we got to continue, That's the nature of this business. It's 162 plus, and you're going to go through stuff like this. The good thing is that Nick is trending in the right direction. I do believe Bay is going to be back with us sooner rather than later, and Whitlock is feeling better. So, we just got to continue to grind and keep trying to win games.
Has the schedule for Nick accelerated at all, or is it still up and down tomorrow?
It's the same, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Up and down tomorrow,
live VP, no. Live BP over the weekend. No, live BP on Saturday. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's not the schedule. Yeah. It's live BP on Saturday, and then we'll decide from there.
Grissom was down for like 4 days. What was going on there?
The schedule, right? And they canceled a game there. Yeah. I think he played the second game today.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe Massa's role right now?
It's an everyday DH, man. Like, I don't know what the big deal is. Like, O'Neill had to DH yesterday. Rafi had to DH today. He'll DH tomorrow. I don't get it. It just happens that T.O. came out of the IL and Rafi can't play third today. So he's not DHing. Our outfield is O'Neill, Abreu, and Duran. So, yesterday and today, he was ready to play, but we can't play. So, how you see it?
People are wondering.
That one bothers me because it's very simple. If you look at the lineup and where we act roster-wise, I cannot have two DH.
Right.
I wish I had three. So, sorry about that, but that one, I don't know the angle or what we're trying to accomplish here, but for me, And I'm very fair with you guys as far as like being honest and letting you guys know what's happening in the clubhouse. And that one, you know, it's throwing me off guard, to be honest.
That's why we ask.
Yeah.
How's teams respond differently to injuries. You already feel kind of like a next man up mentality on this.
Not yet, but I mean, it starts with Coop today, right? And it started with Wink the other day, and we do believe we're in a good spot pitching wise, and we're going to continue to pitch regardless of the guys that we have, you know, and regardless of who's on the IL, right? So I just, you know, believe that pitching wise, we're in a good spot. Obviously, down three, important four, actually, or more. I don't even know how many, but we just got to continue. We got to continue, and the good thing is that we've been playing good baseball. We're facing a good team, probably the best team in the big leagues right now, as far as like the record. We got a challenge in front of us, and you know, we try to win today and tomorrow and move on. That's the way we're taking it.
Where's Garrett out of his progression right now? Just
playing catch right now. You know, it's funny because he fought it, you know, going to IL, and then he was very honest about it. He's like, oh, I felt it. Yeah, I felt it a little bit, but he's progressing.
So Rafi tomorrow
at third base, no TO, Massa will DH, and then we get the whole crew back on Friday.
Like you talked about, with where you guys are at pitching-wise, like how much are these off days kind of coming at a premium that are ahead?
That and roster flexibility, I think it helps. Is, you know, we're not like handcuffed roster-wise, so if we need to make a move for tomorrow, we can make a move, you know. Hopefully we don't have to. That means that today was a great day, but I think we feel that where we at right now, we can, you know, maneuver the next 4 days. I think Monday is an off day.
Yeah,
Monday is an off day, so we can battle through it, you know. And the fact that these guys are going deep into the game is helping us.
Week after that, you got Monday and Thursday.
Yeah. The best. Before Atlanta, right? So I mean, I think where we at today, we're in a good spot, but obviously things can change depending on this game.
So you think it'll be some kind of an opener tomorrow, and then? Most likely.
Yeah.
With so many guys down, how has Ref emerged as a leader for you guys?
This is the best I've seen Ref offensively. I was joking with him. I said, you got more at-bats in the big leagues than in your rehab assignment. He didn't have too many at-bats. You know, he's here out of necessity, but he feels good physically. Last year, he went through a lot physically, and he attacked the offseason the right way. He's a lot looser as far as, like, his body. Last year he had some elbow issues halfway through the season. He wasn't able to extend, and you know, obviously the at bat is always good, but I think the damage is there, and we're gonna use him the right way. The first base thing is still a work in progress. He didn't feel too comfortable when he played down there, and we gotta, you know, respect that. But as far as like pinch hitting and using him in the outfield, being aggressive early in the game, you know, we're going to use him. He's been good. He's been good for the kids, too, as far as, like, communication in the dugout. And he's a good player. Played good defense in Pittsburgh. So we'll use him the right way.
Does he strike you as the type of guy who has a future in the game when he's done?
Like I told him last year, you know, those conversations, you know, he needs to avoid that with you guys, because that means everybody's pushing you to retirement. But he still has a lot of game left, you know. He can impact an organization on the field, you know, before he steps up there. I know he wants to do that, but let's keep him here for now. Yeah, he's a good player.
You've managed against them now 5 times. What have you thought of Stephen Bowles?
It's been good. You know, I saw Chris earlier today. During the process, I had a conversation with him. You know, he asked me how I see the job and all that stuff. It was a good conversation, and you know, they got a good one. They have a good group over there. You know, probably a little different than in the past, let's be honest. You know, the Constant, Sandy, and Carl, they've been there for a while, and they take care of the pitching side of it, which is what they do. But they maximize the roster. You know, they taking advantage of, you know, the platoon advantage and all that. They can play defense. They're good base runners, and they're led by one of the best players in the big leagues. You know, that third baseman, you know, he shows up every day. He shows them how to play the right way, and, you know, it's been a great start for them.
Last
Do you as a man, do you prepare for other managers' tendencies or anything like that?
I mean, you have ideas, but, you know, obviously this is different now. The Angels were different. Just, you know, tendencies, when to pinch it, when to not, they don't. They use the bullpen. You always pay attention to that.
You guys hitting a lot of home runs in the ball at the ballpark, but also striking out a lot. Offensively with the approach, how do you find that balance?
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, when you hit a lot of home runs, you can strike out too, you know. But right now, I think we had scored, what, 107 runs? We're in the middle of the pack. At the end, that's what matters, right? How many runs we're scoring. The one that I want to be better is situational hitting. Man at third, less than two outs. Man at second, less than two outs. Where we at lineup-wise and health-wise. Scoring runs early on, I almost said points again, runs early on is very important, get that lead, and we've been in a lot of tight games, you know, and I think getting the lead early will help us. We can do other stuff offensively, so yeah, we love the home runs, but at the same time, there's certain at-bats that we have to put the ball in play. We're good?
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.